With record-breaking dog abandonment levels since the onset of the 2008 recession, daunting challenges are presented to council shelters and charities to rehome even the most popular of breeds. Amidst these thousands of potential companion-seeking families, who speaks for the lesser-known, the less reputable breeds, like the quick, yet surprisingly shy greyhound, who is exploited for wealth and entertainment, and then discarded? What happens to these gentle working dogs whom have never known a family and are only known for the ferocity and intensity of their races? Despite being an established form of entertainment in British culture, greyhound awareness sadly seems to end at the racetrack. Working to educate potential owners about the misconceptions of these fantastic sprinters and put them on the rehoming radar is Dawn O'Brien of the Wimbledon Greyhound Charity.
Normally they're gifted in to us by the trainers. We promote the fact that if their owners can't take them home and keep them themselves as a pet, then they should do the next best thing, and that's to gift them into us so that we can then find a home for them.
Unfortunately, for dogs that in the early years of their life are considered profitable assets, this isn't always the case.
We do step in now and again and help with greyhounds who maybe aren't in the best living conditions, who need a chance to experience a nicer home. So we do step in now and again when we can to take ones that are in desperate need. So if a dog comes to its end of its racing career, so through injury or old age, or I say old age, about 6 years old, mm-hmm. they then have no security next, so often they're left astray to fend for themselves. They're then picked up by a dog warden, the lucky ones, taken to a dog pound. They only have 7 days to be claimed before they're put to sleep.
Giving these dogs a stable environment after their careers is merely the first step towards their welfare. There's a waiting list and high priority welfare cases in which the dogs are sometimes suffering. The charity is also challenged by an ill-informed public and is constantly seeking to educate.
Greyhounds are still relatively new in the pet world. We are all the time, 24 hours a day, promoting the fact that these dogs need to find a pet home. So a lot of people just see them as racers. People think they need lots of exercise and that they're really aggressive, of course, because people see them mostly when they're running and they have muzzles on. That's not the case. Once they've stopped racing, they are very gentle, chilled out dogs that do make fabulous pets.
For dogs that are prized possessions and moneymakers in their youth, there is the sad reality that their use has limits, with some abandoned and forgotten. Whilst there is a growing awareness for their ability to make great pets, greyhounds are still a breed that linger out of the scope, and thus remain the forgotten racing dogs.